It's David here. I've come to see the rehearsals for Annie Get Your Gun, the latest production by the Phoenix Theatre Company, who will be performing this piece at the Mill Theatre in Sedgley between February the 28th and the 4th of March. Tonight, I'm at an evening rehearsal of the Phoenix Theatre Company in Wolverhampton, and I'm with their chairman, Richard Bourne. Richard, good evening.
Good evening, Dave.
Richard, how's the rehearsals going for this year's show?
Well, it's going very well, Dave. I mean, we started back in September, so we've been at it now for quite a while. Bit of a break, obviously, for Christmas. The show goes on, as you say, towards the end, by 28th of February we start. It's always challenging because this time of year, obviously, you're getting those times when certain people are not so well and whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Plenty of ups and downs, but on the whole, things are going along very, very well indeed. The production team are working really hard with everybody. So so far today, pleased with progress.
Excellent. And how are ticket sales going this year?
Yeah, well, this is going to be our fourth production since we started. First production we did was back in 2013. And we've seen a steady increase in activity around tickets. We're very fortunate because, obviously, we put the show on the Mill Theatre in Sedgley. And the Sedgley folk and the local people in the Black Country have really taken to us. And what we found progressively over the last few years is how people are keen to come along and support us. And ticket sales are actually up on what they were last
year,
which is excellent because we did The King and I last year. It was a very popular, obviously, very popular musical. And we were delighted this time last year with the way tickets were going. But where we stand today, we're even exceeding that. So we've still got tickets to sell.
That's great. Thank you, Richard.
Pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
I'm now talking to Graham Sinnott here at the rehearsal. Graham, good evening.
Good evening.
Can I ask what part you're playing in Annie Get Your Gun?
I'm playing the part of Foster Wilson, who is the hotel manager and the man who discovered Annie Oakley.
Oh, right. Yes. And is this your biggest part you've ever had in a production?
No, it's not the biggest. My biggest part was Captain George Brackett in the South Pacific.
Right, right.
All of these shows with, of course, the Phoenix Theatre Company. And my first recording was, I was 73 years of age, and it was with Oliver. I played the part of Mr. Sowerby, the undertaker.
Right. So you were 73 before you actually appeared on the stage?
73, and I'd never been on the stage in my life. And how it came about, I walked into my village shop in Seasden, and I picked up a flyer. Looking for people interested in theatrical work.
Yeah.
And I applied, and it all stemmed from there.
So you went along to what, just a rehearsal?
I went along to rehearsal, and I rehearsed, actually. I set my sides too high. I went for the part of Fagin.
Right.
But obviously it was too big for me, and I'd never been on stage before. But I must have impressed them because I was offered a principal role,
right.
Normally, a first timer would have gone into the chorus, right. The back line. Uh-huh. But I got a principal role, and I've had a principal role every year.
Excellent. And how are you finding rehearsal going this year for Annie Get Your Gun?
I'm finding them going extremely well, and I'm proud to say that I am always the first man to lay his script down. Maybe because of my age, I have a lot of time at home where other people are at work, yeah. So I'm at home and I can rehearse and learn my lines.
And do you still get sort of first night nerves?
I always get first time nerves. Yeah. Always, and I stand in the wings and I'm ready to come on and I have to take a deep breath and relax, and then I just walk on and then let the adrenaline, I just treat it as another rehearsal, because we rehearse for 6 months,
yeah.
And I treat it as another rehearsal, and I forget about 350 people I'm performing in front of.
Have you got any advice? Obviously, our listeners listening to this recording, if anybody out there wanted to get involved in amateur dramatics or musicals, at whatever age, what would your advice be?
I would advise them to go for it.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you can do until you do it, and experienced people can see that you've got potential.
Brilliant. Well, Graham, thank you very much for speaking tonight. Good luck with the rest of the rehearsals and for the show, which obviously runs in February. Graham, nice speaking to you.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Thank
Cheers. You. And I'm now speaking to Adrian Peekman, another one of the performers here at Phoenix. Adrian, good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello. Could I ask you what part you're playing this year?
Yes, it's Colonel Buffalo Bill Cody, who's the owner and the founder of the actual show that is taking place. So it's not a major male part, but it's quite one up there near the top.
Excellent.
So it's a bit of singing. Very small amount of singing, but a lot of spoken words.
So it's a nice meaty part for you to get into.
It is a meaty part, yes.
What other parts have you had with Phoenix in the past, Andrew?
Well, Phoenix, I saw Phoenix 2 years ago when they did, South Pacific, that was right. And I saw it and I thought it was so professional and all the choreography was so brilliantly done that I wanted to get involved. And so I joined them for The King and I. And I got to play quite a mean role there, which was the Kraler home, which was the people part people tend to boo at, but they don't boo, but it was fantastic to be mean and order people on stage, so yes.
I should imagine Wild Bill isn't quite so mean this year.
No, he's not, sadly. You know, I don't know whether it's closer to my real character or further apart, who knows.
And when you took the role in South Pacific with Phoenix, was that your first acting experience?
With The King and I.
The King and I.
The King and I.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't my first. I've done several productions as lead in Gilbert and Sullivan, and with a techno-operatic company as well, so the more sort of operatic side. And I was more interested in the more modern musicals as well, with a bit more movement.
So how does this compare to what you were used to with your original experience then?
Well, this is certainly because there's not so much harmony singing in this. This is more of a the leading roles tend to have the majority of the songs. And there tends to be sort of, you know, not very much harmony in there. But it is interesting because you get more modern stories, there's more showmanship going on, there's certainly a lot more movement and dance, which is, I really enjoy that part of it.
And how are rehearsals going for you at the moment?
Well, I've just been out of a period of illness, so I'm just like catching myself back up. But yeah, I'm feeling much more confident now than I was 2 weeks ago.
Yes. About 6 weeks ago to the show, I think?
6 weeks ago to the show, which was fine. I've just got to perfect my American accent.
I imagine that's a prerequisite with a performance. Like, I noticed all the people in the other rehearsal room have got an American twang.
That's it, we've got to get an American twang right. It's not one that I'm much better at, the sort of like the ones that were sort of more the Asian accents.
Right.
But the American, that's one of my challenges with the role.
Have you found yourself slipping into American accent during the daytime?
I deliberately slip into American accent during the daytime. Yes.
Well, Adrian, thank you very much for talking to me. Good luck with the rest of the rehearsals.
Fantastic.
And for the show, which obviously is on at the end of February. That's Adrian Peekman. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Now we've moved into another rehearsal room where we've got the junior members of the crew, quite a few girls and a couple of guys here. Could I ask someone, what part are you playing in the show?
I'm playing Nelly.
You're Nelly? And do you have to sing some songs?
Yeah.
What's your favourite song in the show?
Moonshine Lullaby.
Moonshine Lullaby. Anybody else singing in the show? Girl here, yeah?
My favourite is Doing What Comes Naturally.
Right. You prefer that to that song? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm playing the part of Lottie.
So and your name is?
Isabella.
So that's Isabella. And you are?
I'm Millie, and I'm playing the part of Mary.
And what particular songs do you like?
I like the Doing What Comes Naturally as
okay.
well.
Okay. And do you all like dancing as well?
Yes.
Okay. Who prefers dancing rather than singing?
Me.
Go on, and your name is?
My name's Kilby.
Yep.
And I'm playing Nelly in the show.
Yep.
I like dancing more than singing, but I love doing what comes naturally because that is like a quite an active number, so that's why I like
okay. that. Okay. Now, is anybody here who's been in one of these productions before with Phoenix that hasn't spoken yet? Yes, lady here.
I was in The King and I last year. I'm playing Jessie.
Right, and your name is?
Tiffany.
So Tiffany's playing the part of Jessie. Did you put your hand up as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, what, who are you, please?
I'm Beth, and I'm playing Jessie as well, and I was in the production of The King and I last year.
Right, okay, thank you. Now, someone who hasn't spoken yet. Okay, we'll start here. How are the rehearsals going? Are you on schedule? Are you finding it hard or difficult or easy?
The rehearsals are going well.
Yeah, and you are?
I'm Olivia.
So Olivia thinks it's going well, and your name is?
Lexi.
Now, is it going well for you? Was it hard? How are you finding it?
It's really good performing different people.
Good, good. And are all your mums, dads, grannies and friends coming to the show?
Yes.
Yeah? Are they all coming on the same night? Or different nights?
Different nights.
Okay. Now, there's two guys sat on the settee. We must speak to them. Guys, first of all, you're dancing as well, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
And do you prefer dancing or singing?
Singing.
The singing. And your name is?
Arlie.
So Arlie likes the singing, and you are?
Christian, and I like singing.
You like the singing. Have you been in one of Phoenix's productions before?
I've been in all of them.
All of them? Have you been in?
Yeah, I've been in all of them but one.
Right. Well, there's a lot of experience here, and they're all looking really, really happy and excited. So, folks, thank you very much indeed for giving me your time. We can go back to rehearsals now. Good luck with the rest of the rehearsals, and good luck for the show. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm now with two ladies in the interview room here at the rehearsals. I've got Jan, who's the producer of the show, and Vicky, who's the lead part of Annie. Ladies, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First of all, I can't help but look at the costume that Vicky's wearing in full Annie red with the Stetson hat. How are rehearsals going for you, Vicky?
I think I've been really, really enjoying it. But I don't know what you're on about the costume. This is what I wear every day.
That's what you wear every day. No. I bet you get noticed.
No, it's a beautiful costume made by Jan, actually.
Oh, brilliant. And Jan, obviously, you're in charge of the overall show. How are you finding rehearsals are going for this year's production?
They're going really, really well. Everybody's working very hard. We've almost finished blocking it, which means that we've set all the scenes and now we just need to knit it all together.
Right.
So it all becomes one.
Are there any particular specific challenges about this show that you don't get in, like The King and I or The South Pacific?
Yes, guns. We have to have blank firing guns.
Right.
And they have to be actually manually used. They're like Winchester, like repeater Winchesters.
Right.
So they don't get those until 2 days before the show.
Right, so this rifle that Vicky is almost pointing at the moment won't be used actually on the night?
It will.
It'll
be used as the original dirty gun that she uses.
Right.
And then she will be furnished with a very nice shiny silver Winchester.
Right, okay. Now, as far as playing Annie is concerned, have you had any other lead roles here at Phoenix or with other companies?
Not at Phoenix, no. But it's been a long time since I've done any lead roles for anywhere else. So it's bringing lots of good memories back.
Okay, so what sort of was the motivation to get back into musicals?
I don't even know why I left, to be honest. I went to university and then I left it for about 8 years, and then me and my mum joined together.
Right.
When my mum was actually part of the chorus in this one, actually.
Oh, right.
And we joined together 4 years ago for the first production.
So it's a real family affair, right?
For me and my mum.
That's great. And are you finding that, I asked the ladies and the young girls, whether they prefer dancing or singing. Do you find that members prefer one against the other?
Yes, if you ask the men, they prefer singing.
Right.
The ladies tend to prefer dancing, but then we have got a lot of ladies with some beautiful voices, so they do actually like to do the harmony.
Yes.
And they like to learn that, and they do sound very, very good.
Good.
I suppose it'd be mixed, really, wouldn't it?
It is mixed. I mean, myself, I'm more of a singer, but I have really enjoyed seeing what I'm capable of in the dancing way. I'm sure Lindsay's a very patient person. But no, it's done me a world of good in that way as well.
And Jan, what's your history as far as producing is concerned?
I started off with a company called Rainbow Pantomime, Then I went on to another pantomime company, Harlequin. I've also produced for Bilson Operatic at the Grand. But my background is dancing and right. costumes, which I've done all of my life since about the age of four.
Right.
My brother's professional. My mother was on the stage and was a member of Wolverhampton Musical Comedy Company for 65 years.
Right.
It's just in the blood, I think. And I've done about probably 15 shows now.
So you've done the costumes for this year's production?
Not all of them. Right. Selective costumes, because I can't store them.
Right.
And I do work as well. I've got a job as well. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
I'm a nurse as well.
So basically, yeah. we've got the lead who's got it in the family with the mother getting involved. As Jan, as you've just said, it's in the blood with the family getting involved.
Always, yeah.
So obviously, it's going to be a great, great show.
Yep.
I know that.
Yep.
Can
yeah.
I thank you very much for your time tonight?
No problem. Thank
Good
you.
Luck with the rest of the rehearsals.
Thank you.
Good luck with the show in February. And thank you for sparing me the time this evening.
No problem.
Thanks both.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks.
I'm now speaking to Jill Fenner. Jill, good evening.
Hi there.
Jill, could you tell me, what is your role within the Phoenix Theatre Group?
I'm actually the Child Protection Officer for Phoenix Group. So that's really the chief matron that's in charge of all the chaperones that right. look after the children at every show.
Right. And have you been doing that role for long?
Since the company started.
Right,
yes.
Right. Any particular challenges in the role?
Every year's a challenge. The King and I probably was the biggest challenge because we had so many children.
Right.
There were some 42 children that we had, and they work on opposite nights because they're restricted to how many evenings they can actually
right.
work.
Right.
They're limited to the hours that they can perform on stage. So the kids all do opposite evenings. We work on a principle that there's two teams of children, a red team and a blue team, and they work on opposite evenings.
Right.
So obviously each part has to have a double
right.
For each night.
And how many children compared to, you mentioned South Pacific, which is a big production number for children, how many children do you have this year for Annie Get Your Gun?
In total we've got 22 children. And... yes, they can be difficult, but then all kids can be difficult. I've got children of my own, and they've always been difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
But the bunch that we've got this time, they're experienced young children performing.
Yeah.
They know exactly what's expected of them, and they know that they have to behave. Albeit we have to remind them from time to time.
And do you act like liaison between parents and
yes.
the theatre company?
Yeah, definitely. And the authorities, because the authorities have to agree to the children having the licence to perform. And obviously all their paperwork has to be completed. And should any child apply for a licence who's been off sick from school, then the authorities won't let them perform.
What would happen, Jill, to the production itself if you didn't comply with all the various regulations?
It wouldn't go on.
It would be closed down.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we do get the authorities come to inspect. So we have to ensure that we've got sufficient chaperones to look after the children. They're not allowed to go anywhere without a chaperone. Toilet, outside, wherever, they have to be chaperoned. They have to be signed in, they have to be signed out each evening that they're performing.
This is probably an aspect to putting on a show that our listeners and the public in general have no idea about.
Absolutely no idea. They know nothing about what goes on backstage. So chaperones have to accompany the child to the stage, on and off the stage, back to the changing rooms. Boys obviously can't get changed in the same room as the girls, and they have to be completely separate.
Well, Jill, thank you for that fascinating insight to the backstage activities. Obviously, the subject matter is taken very seriously here at Phoenix.
Extremely seriously.
Well, Jill, good luck with the rest of the rehearsal run and the show, and thank you for talking
Thanks
to me tonight.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Jill. Tickets for the show, which runs from Tuesday the 28th of February to Saturday the 4th of March, are available by telephoning 01902 897520 and ask for Angie. And now to play us out, here's Vicky Bull as Annie Oakley singing There's No Business Like Show Business.